Less than 3 weeks after President Biden demanded that Russian leader Vladimir Putin crack down on cyber criminals, the U.S. government is once again scrambling tonight to contain what some experts are calling one of the biggest ransomware attacks ever. Cyber researchers say hundreds of businesses in the United States have been hit, and more than 1,000 across the world. Researchers say the attack was carried out by R-Evil, the same Russia-based gang that extorted an $11 million ransom last month from JBS, the world's largest meat packer.
It is probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, ransomware attacks ever.
Biden said today he directed his administration to help the victims and find those responsible. He said he wasn't yet sure the attack came from Russia, but...
If it is, either with the knowledge of and or... consequence of Russia, then I told Putin we will respond.
The hackers reached so many victims by first attacking information technology company Kaseya, which confirmed tonight that it was hit by a sophisticated cyber attack on software used by clients to manage computers remotely. And a major grocery chain in Sweden said it closed most of its 800 stores across the country after cash registers were locked up by what is suspected to be the same ransomware.
Traditionally, these criminals have operated with impunity in Russia by and large, as long as they don't target Russian businesses.
When NBC News correspondent Keir Simmons pressed Putin last month about cyber criminals based in his country, the Russian leader denied it.
Where is the evidence? Where is proof? It's becoming farcical.
But there is nothing funny about the impact of ransomware, which is costing the U.S. economy an estimated $20 billion a year and putting critical infrastructure at risk.
And Ken Delania is with us now. Ken, what's the White House prepared to do about this latest attack?
White House officials said they never expected Biden's warning to Putin to have an immediate impact, Peter. They say they're going to wait 6 months to assess the situation.